Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Following On, an extended highlights for the first test match between India and England from Chennai. For all the post-match reaction, exclusive interviews, big-name guests, you can subscribe to the Following On podcast, available from all good app providers. But for now, let's bring you the highlights of Day 1 from the first test between India and England from Chennai, with every ball exclusively live from TalkSport 2.
Heads is the call. And she says that England have won the toss. Joe, you won the toss, and what have you decided to do and the reasons behind it?
Yeah, we're going to bat first. We want to try and get the best of this wicket. I think it will deteriorate as the game goes forward. Maybe go a little bit up and down for the seamers and obviously take spin later on. So hopefully we can make the most of it first innings, make a really big score and try and lead the game that way.
And it's Ishant Sharma with the first ball of the series. He's bowling to Rory Burns. And that first delivery is bang on line and length, full, and Burns just pushes it away, nudges it into the offside, and there's no run from the first delivery. Interesting that you brought up the subject of the SG ball, because it's been remodelled, apparently. I mean, we'll have to see. The evidence will be presented to us, and you'll be keeping a keen eye on it, but apparently it's harder and has a more pronounced seam.
Yeah, the Senate's got the cork in the middle has gone a bit harder, and the seam's gone more kookaburra-like, where it's a little bit more pronounced as it would be a duke. And off that very first ball, just a little bit of bounce there for Ishant Sharma on Rory Burns. Rory Burns played it beautifully, to be fair. Got in behind it and blocked it right down.
Three slips in a gully. Here's Ishant Sharma to Burns. Flicks it away for the first run down towards fine leg. Picked up and fielded in the deep by Shahbaz Nadeem, who's in the bowl, his left arm spin, third choice. Burns is off the mark then. First run, and England are underway. England won the toss, decided to bat first, no great surprise there.
Intrigued. Jimmy Anderson might be sitting there wondering, you know, he'd be thinking, right, see what this SG ball's like. Is it going to swing? Well, we've got two seamers who don't swing it. You know, in Bumrah and Sharma, they're both take the ball back into the batsman, and if anything, they hold it up off the seam more than any sort of shape or way. So we're probably not going to get any indication if this new ball, this SG new ball, does swing in this conditions.
Bumrah once again up to the crease now. Again, it's left alone and taken behind by Rishabh Pant. He's angling it into Dom Sibley, isn't he? It just seems like it's... It almost, I mean, Pant's taking it down the leg side, even though it's passing past the off stump. It looks like it's swinging off the pitch, almost.
I think that must be the seam. The seam is probably a little bit more pronounced than what a duke ball is, but a kookaburra ball is. And they're saying it's like razor sharp. So if there is any sort of moisture in the wicket, that's probably it. It's probably hitting the seam and nipping back.
Bumrah starts the sixth with Rory Burns coming forward, just pushing up to mid-on, and there is no run. Interestingly, that one that just took off from a length, the last ball from Ishan, actually was about the first one that's gone down with a seam slightly scrambled. So the presentation of the seam onto the pitch has been absolutely beautiful. But on that occasion, slightly scrambled, but we saw the extra bounce. One man that would have enjoyed seeing a delivery like that, delighted to say, with us for the first time this morning, Darren Goth. How are you, Dazzler?
Yeah, good morning, chaps. Hope everyone's okay.
All good, mate. Bumrah in, short, over Burns' head and through to Panton. There is no run.
Yeah, interesting start, isn't it? This one, as expected. Pitch, a bit slow, not much pace in it. Bumrah and Ishan Sharma bowling. It's good on Jared there to talk us through about Ishan Sharma. It is amazing, really, when you consider that first 70 test matches, averaging just under 40. The way he's recovered, very much similar to the Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad, where both of them, I don't think, averaged under 30 till they played 100 tests.
Interesting here from Nadeem. From over the wicket, it looks as though he's an in-to-in bowler, so it looks like he's going to find it hard to challenge the outside edge. But around the wicket, he's got that lovely traditional shape.
He is around the wicket. Sibley is forward, just dropping it out in front of him and taps it to the silly point fielder as there's no run.
So the traditional shape I'm talking about is drift into the right-hander to then spin out. And he looks like a traditional left-arm spinner. Not in the same mould as Jadeja, a little bit more flighty.
He's got through the over quickly. This is the final ball. That is short. It's wide. And Sibley hammers this through backward point. And that will run away for four. That is England's third boundary of the innings. Dom Sibley has all of them. He's gone to 24 from 62 balls. Rory Burns has 19. And England, having won the toss and batted first over an hour ago now, are still with a naught next to their score. That is the wickets column. That's the all-important one. They're looking really good at the moment, with it 45 without loss after 17 overs here on TalkSport. And TalkSport 2 starts this one straighter, doesn't it, Deem? And Sibley will turn to the onside. Shubman Gill isn't under the helmet at short leg for that one, so it's safe enough to try and turn it away. He can't get it into a position where he can take a single, so England remain one short of a 50 partnership. All the issues that they had in Sri Lanka, early doors. Well, here they are in India, and it's going well. Sibley is off the back foot, punching to points, and fielded by Washington Sundar, and there is no run. It's positive from Sibley, though. That's the one thing you can say. His movements have been positive, his shots have been positive, even when he's defending. And who would have thought that India would be bowling spin at this stage with only one slip in place? There's no other men around the bat. They're on the drive as Sibley comes forward, covers up to the final ball of the over. 19 gone here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. England 49 without loss. Ashwin around the wicket. Burns staying home on this occasion, but turns past the square leg umpire. They'll take one. They have a look at two and decide to come back for two. And that will be 50 for England. A 50 opening partnership, 51 without loss. They're halfway through the 20th over. Burns has 25, Sibley 24. And everything that England would have wanted and Joe Root would have wanted since winning the toss, Steve Harmison, he's got.
Yeah, Joe Root's gone to bed last night and he's dreamt that England, first he'd win the toss, second England would get off to a good start, and boy, these dreams have come true because this is a fantastic start by England.
Forward goes Sibley and a defensive stroke, as I mentioned earlier, thou shalt not pass is his message. End of that over, 58. For no wicket from 23, and this pair looking sound. I heard Andrew McKenna say it's the perfect start, and I know what he means. You get through the first session without losing a wicket in India, having won the toss. No doubt the surface will spin. The truth is, it's done nothing. I mean, really nothing. When it has turned, it's turned exactly as you would expect it to, slowly and without any awkward bounce. Burns has 29, Sibley 26. R. Ashwin now to bowl to Burns, who dances down the pitch and drives in through wide mid-on with some elegance, you have to say. Four more to the total. Ashwin again over the wicket, this time to Burns, who waits quite late to play that ball, and with his soft hands it runs off the blade down to his toes and back towards the wicketkeeper, Rishabh Pant, who encourages his bowler. There's a leg slip and a slip in place as the two attackers, this time Burns in orthodox forward method, pushes the ball out to sort of straightish mid-off. The fielding's done by Ashwin, who rubs it and then works on it with his fingers, having probably wetted his fingers with a bit of sweat first. Not supposed to use saliva, of course, these days. That's a line of leg stump, and again, a very straight bat from Burns. That's the sort of ball you might sometime turn leg side, and if it holds up, get it wrong. And he's worked very hard at holding the blade meeting the bat. Hit it back where it came from. Now a reverse sweep, and he can't be serious. He is. He's gone. Reverse sweeping. Played so well throughout the morning. Makes one error, just an error of judgment. The ball did nothing. He went reverse sweep. It bounced. It's cost him his wicket. Caught off his glove by the wicketkeeper, Rishabh Pant.
Yeah, so disappointing. Playing so well. 63 partnership. Using his feet well to the offspin of Ashwin. Rotating the strike, and then for some reason went for the reverse sweep, caught the glove, rolled up his arm, and a comfortable catch for Pant. It's a big breakthrough for India, big breakthrough for Ashwin, disappointing for Rory Burns, and it's 63 for one. Rory Burns goes for 33.
It's a nice ball, straight on a length, defended on the back foot by Dan Lawrence, who's a player, sort of, how would you describe, cheeky chappy, confident, done very well for Essex of late, you know, runs without being an unanswerable case for being chosen, certainly a good case to be chosen, as I say, backed by Alistair Cook, and wouldn't have expected to play at three here. Crawley was going to get the nod, even though Crawley got some good deliveries, struggled a little bit in Sri Lanka, but as I say, got some very good deliveries. Anyway, it is Dan Lawrence who stands tall, sentry-like, waving his bat above the stumps, as is the modern way. No batsman left that I can think of who stand orthodox with the bat on the ground. And he defends back to the bowler, who does the fielding, flicks it to mid-on, who does the shining, and the views across to the beach and down into the city, pretty crammed city. Swimming pool just to the left of the stadium. Just can't quite feel that frangipani, smell the frangipani, scent the cordite in the air, the hustle and bustle of... Oh, LBW, is it? Yes, it had to be. Nips back. Brilliant. Really good from Jasprit Bumrah. Forced Lawrence back, then fired one a little fuller, got it to move a touch off the seam or in the air, one or the other. Sibley talks to him now about a review. Does he think it could nip down the leg side? No, I'm afraid not. Sibley said, I don't like it for you, my friend. And the consequence is that for no score, Dan Lawrence has to go.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to Following On, and extended highlights for the first test match between India and England from Chennai. For all the post-match reaction, exclusive interviews, big-name guests, you can subscribe to the Following On podcast, available from all good app providers. But for now, let's bring you the highlights of Day 1 from the first test between India and England from Chennai, with every ball exclusively live from TalkSport 2.
Well, we must introduce Joe Root, who comes to the crease for his 100th test match. It's a remarkable achievement. Joe is just 30 years and 1 month. I think that's the youngest of all the English players to make it to 100 test matches. He has a fine record. We know that. You know, we know how well he's just played recently in Sri Lanka. He carries himself so well. He's a great ambassador for the game and an ever-improving captain of this England side. He desperately wants a score here. He wants to sell up this first innings. This wretched game of cricket, they always say, add two wickets to the score. We were cruising, we're England, and now suddenly 63 for two, and it's Root to face a buoyant Jasprit Bumrah, who skips in now, and Root is back and works the ball away on the offside. It was just wide enough to play that stroke. He gets a single, and he's off the mark.
Goffey, what do you, we're going to leave Burns alone now. We're going to leave Rory Burns alone now.
I tell you what, it's a hop, skip and a jump, isn't it, that run-up? It's unbelievable. He's so skinny from that action. You would not believe it. I mean, you talk about having a rhythmical run-up at the end. I mean, he walks for a little bit, then it's a little bit of a hopping, and then he just has a lovely gather.
Four paces.
Yeah, and it's a lovely gather, and the rhythm and the snap he has at the end, it's fantastic to watch.
I don't know how he bowls at 85 miles an hour, up sometimes close to 90 miles an hour, off basically four paces. Here he is again, up to the crease, and bowls, and it's pushed away by Sibley, out towards the covers once again, by Root, I beg your pardon, and there's no run. India have now got their slip cordon at mid-wicket.
Yeah, there's that big big oval shape, isn't there, at mid-wicket of catches for that ball that's going to run in. But I was going to ask Goffey a question about Bumrah. You've done some coaching stuff with England and New Zealand, and what you've forgotten about bowling is probably more than what most people would ever know. How would you go about helping this guy and coaching him moving forward?
Actually, I want to ask you, if you saw a 12-year-old kid, someone said, could you have a look at my boy? I think he's got potential. And he ran in like Jasprit Bumrah. What would you say to him?
Well, having seen Bumrah, I'd say, carry on and just copy him. Same as I would be with Malinga. I mean, 25 years ago, you might have said something, but no, not now.
Here's Bumrah once again, full outside the off stump and left alone.
I think it comes down to it.
If you saw a 12-year-old kid doing that, you'd say, well, carry on. I mean,
I would surely, if he got it down the other end at the pace that Bumrah gets it down. I think that's the most important thing here now. Gone are the texts, these books where you had to play the perfect forward defensive deck. I think you remember Kevin Peterson walking across and playing like he does. It's ridiculous. I mean, to see an England player playing like that, I remember when we first saw him, we thought, "What? Where's this come from?" You wouldn't have seen it ever. And then suddenly he was walking across and flicking it through mid-wicket from outside off.
Bumrah in again, bowls, and that's good delivery. He's got the line better this time. Root defends on off stump, pushes it up towards mid-on. Here is Ashwin once again, and driven by Root up towards the deepish mid-off. And they go through for an easy single as Ishant Sharma does the fielding. He's quite deep there, not really conceding a single, but that was a little bit to his left. England 69 for 2.
He gets through these overs as well, but so quickly, doesn't he, Ashwin? Unbelievable.
Such a short run-up, and it's kind of, if you watch him, he's like the guy sort of doing the orchestra, and he dictates the pace of the game. There he's just changing his field a bit, but not actually changing it, just sort of making a bit of noise and waving his arms, because he's trying to make it that Sibley's not taking his guard. He's dictating terms the whole time.
Right arm over the wicket. Joe Root staying deep, just pushing out on the offside. It remains 77 for 2.
It's not just his variation of pace, which is brilliant. It's the angles the ball arrives to Joe Root. So he's challenging his outside edge. Then two balls later, he's gone up and down, and it's dropping in to around that top of the pad area, trying to bring short leg or leg slip into play. It's just wonderful bowler.
Final one of the over. Root solidly in behind this, and that will complete the over. 33 gone after England won the toss this morning. They're 77 for 2. Root has 11, Sibley has 28, and here on TalkSport 2, Jared Kimber is our analyst.
This one for Bats and Goffey, I think. I'm just going to say this and push it over to you. In Test cricket, Rory Burns has played 8 reverse sweeps before today. In first-class cricket, he had played 23, and in white ball cricket, he had played 41. So professionally, he played about 64 reverse sweeps before today, and he pulled it out before lunch. He's not exactly an expert in the shot. I'm sure he's done it to you a lot in the nets, but probably smashed you around everywhere. But
no, I've got him on toast. I get him out all the time. But what
reverse
I'm suggesting
sleeping.
Is you don't have the stats on how many balls he's done in practice.
No, of course. I'm just saying it's not a shot he has used a lot in games. It's quite interesting.
Adding it to his game, I would suggest.
Maybe not after today.
Ishant Sharma's going to be back into the attack. Oh, hang on, Goffey's picked up his microphone. Go on.
I bet he don't do it in the second game. Or the next test.
I hope he don't, because you're going to punch me.
First ball today for Washington Sundar. Excellent cricketer, by the way. Another tall, angular, right arm off spinner. Doesn't turn it quite as much as Ashwin, but he bowls an accurate first ball that Root leans forward to and pushes to mid on. Washington Sundar really made a name for himself in the recent IPL, mainly with the ball, but also with some sparkling batting, left-handed ball striker, a bit like Jadeja. And now Root's forward and drives nicely through extra cover. Timing is good, the ball runs away to these shortish boundaries, not even a chase of note from mid-off, who ambled as if it was a dead cert from the moment it struck the middle of Root's bat. 91 for 2, pitch playing well. I heard you say, Akash, that you thought this was a flat pitch. Do you think it's a flat pitch throughout the game, or is it one that'll break up a little and turn more as we watch?
Flat pitch, Mark, it has to be just a flat pitch for day one, maybe day two, as the game progresses, enters day three, four and five. you would expect the pitch to turn a lot more. A pitch that starts as a pitch that is we have for display in Chepauk right now, it will be considered as a flat pitch. Yes, there is some amount of spin, but no demons whatsoever, like you mentioned earlier. But it is going to turn, it is going to break up. And therefore, for England and from just the visitor's point of view, it's imperative to bat five sessions, and not just bat five sessions, get to 450 if possible, because I totally understand what's happening right now. The game is moving on a very snail's pace, but that's only day one, day two. The moment the pitch starts breaking up, the games in India, the test matches in India move really fast on day four, day five. And therefore, I think once they're set, the two English batsmen, I would expect them to accelerate a little bit as well, because a couple of wickets, back-to-back strikes, and you'll be back to square one, and India will then be dominating.
Tell us a little bit about Chennai and about Chepauk and the place we're at and the culture of the country down south and the food. It's very different from up the north.
Absolutely. It's like you're in a different country altogether, Mark. A very, very intellectual kind of crowd that you'll get. They understand their cricket very well. They follow it very religiously. And when you talk about the food, South Indian food is an absolute delight. They've got their full-blown cuisine, and we all in the north as well enjoy it on a very regular basis. But what you get down south is just sumptuous when you talk about the food. The culture as well, they are the learned kinds. They're very deep-rooted in culture and tradition. So what you get from south. And very intelligent people, by the way. All the engineers, a lot of doctors, they come from down south too.
Okay, 91 for two in this drinks break. Tell us also about the best cricketers that have come out of this part of the world, that names that resonate with listeners in England.
It's quite interesting, actually, because when you talk about the history of Indian cricket, Tamil Nadu, obviously, where the Chennai is the capital, they're right up there, the erstwhile champions or the fortresses of the powerhouses of Indian cricket. But they haven't produced as many international cricketers of repute as it should be for, say, Mumbai. Tamil Nadu, you're talking about Krishnamachari Srikanth, you're talking about W.V. Raman, Ravichandran Ashwin, of course, comes from there. There is a Murali Vijay. Dinesh Karthik is from Chennai as well. There is El Balaji, the modern generation. But the bigger stars, unfortunately, for some weird reason, haven't really come from Chennai. More have come from, say, Bangalore, when we look at just the dynamics in the south of India.
Fascinating. Don't go away. 91 for two, then, as we get ready after that drinks break. Also, apart from the app, which is very easy, you only have to swipe left and you're listening if you get the app, but you can also listen on DAB. Find us on DAB. So plenty of ways to listen to us, as Sibley's back and defending. 96 for two still. Sibley on 35. He would have had late 20s, early 30s by lunch, wouldn't he? He's gone back into his shell, and he likes his shell. He's comfortable in his shell. He's not someone who needs to swim in the deep sea if he doesn't have to. Oh, he's down the pitch and drives wide of mid-on, almost perfectly for four. Well, he's out of his shell there and swimming deep.
Yeah, that's the shot of a man, and in particular Sibley, of growing in confidence. He gets down offside of the ball from the left-arm spinner, trying to take that outside edge out of the equation, gets to the pitch of the ball, and then just with a crisp clip of the wrist, gets it through straight mid-wicket. Not much of a flurry of the bat. It's all about the precision of where it hits the ball and it races to the boundary. Wonderful batting.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Following On, an extended highlights for the first test match between India and England from Chennai. For all the post-match reaction, exclusive interviews, big-name guests, you can subscribe to the Following On podcast, available from all good app providers. But for now, let's bring you the highlights of Day 1 from the first test between India and England from Chennai, with every ball exclusively live from TalkSport 2.
Sibley gets this one off the hip, down to long leg. It'll be just a single, though, to take him to 49. But he will retain the strike, because that's the final ball of the over. So England 122 for two after 50 overs. It is TalkSport 2, every ball of this series, exclusively live on TalkSport 2. And at certain times on TalkSport as well. Darren Goff is with me, and also Steve Harmison joining us in the commentary as well at this point.
I'm going to ask you, Army, just a quick one on Bumrah. I mean, yeah. So far from today's play, he's been by far the pick of the bowlers, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been the best out of the two seamers. The one thing I would say about Bumrah, he just looks as though he's a little bit further over the top than he normally is, potentially in white ball cricket. And I'm not sure if that's just lack of practice, you know, because he's never played a test match in India. I just think he's fighting with himself on his action a little bit. Which is just taking everything in. He's never been a bowler that takes the ball away. But he's always been a little bit more in control, and the ones that he does lose his wrist on, he's given England a chance to score off. I think England have batted brilliantly. I think they've played absolutely superb from the start all the way through. Moment of madness by Rory Burns. But over here, you've got to bat for a long period of time, and concentration is the key.
Ashwin is bowling, right arm over to Sibley. Sibley's solidly defending this one, and there is no run. He remains 49 not out.
Well, we do know, but these two, actually, when they do get in, they're both capable of batting very, very long, especially Joe Root. But Dom Sibley's got some big scores in county cricket.
Ashwin, bowled, short. It's punched into the offside. He's looking for a single. Bumrah's misfielded it at mid-off, and that will be the run that takes Dom Sibley to a very, very hard-earned half-century, in fact. He's come back for a couple, so he goes to 51 from 159 balls. He's worked very, very hard for it. Seven fours in that. But England 124 for two as Sibley goes to another test 50.
And it's brilliant. It's, you know, congratulations to Dom Sibley. Well played. And it's the base of what hopefully is going to be eight fantastic innings for England in the subcontinent, in India, because England are going to need not just these runs, but the amount of time he takes out the game.
Bumrah to come in for his 12th over. He's right arm over. Joe Root is up on his toes, dropping down into the offside. And there is no run. You'll probably hear, by the way, during the course of these games, we're talking about the World Test Championship. Because we know New Zealand are already in the final. It's still possible for them to play India, England or Australia. I'll take you during the course of this over through the various permutations, because depending how this series finishes up depends who New Zealand will play. If England win the series 3-0, 3-1 or 4-0, it will be England they play, as Root turns this one down to long leg for a single. Ashwin does the fielding down there. So that would be essentially England dominating this series. If India win the series 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1 or 4-0, then it would be India through. However, Australia would qualify if India win the series 1-0 or England win it 1-0, 2-1 or 2-1, or if it's a draw. So,
sorry, I missed that, Mac. Could you just run through that again?
He's lost me. Can somebody pass me another sandwich?
Right. After the first hour of school, we will be testing you on that one later on as Mac, the kids get ready.
Mac, you're talking to two lads who have got three GCSEs between them.
And
they're all on that side of the table.
Yeah. And mine's in metalwork and French.
But you've got degrees in cricket, boys. Yeah. That's all that matters.
We had Vaughan and Hussain just go, will you two just bowl faster?
It's a fair point well made. Root waits as Ashwin goes in. Deep in his crease on this occasion, pushing it back down the pitch to the bowler, no run.
Saying that, I just got a look at the ball there. This ball's supposed to be harder, the seam pronounced, and it's supposed to last longer, but it looks like dogs had hold of it.
Yeah, no, it's gone already, hasn't it? Joe Root is deep in the crease, pulling through mid-wickets, and that will go away for four. Classic Joe Root, spotted it was short, and hammers it through mid-wicket to go to 40. England 1-3-4 for two.
Yeah, Ravi Ashwin just dragged it down just a touch, pitching on and around off stump. And the England captain, who's been quick on his feet, light on his toes, has just rocked back and pulled it through mid-wicket. And he's looking in good touches at this moment in time, playing well against the ball that's reversing. And he's got all the answers to the spinners.
Ashwin into him. Oh, that's a glorious shot off the back foot. A punch through extra cover. And it's going to go away for four. What a shot that is from Joe Root. Back-to-back boundaries. He goes to 44. This is a man in prime form. England 1-3-8 for two.
That's a beautiful shot, and it just shows the time Joe has there. Like I said, that forward press, rocks back. It's outside off stump. He's had a bit of width from Ashwin, and he's not given the batsman much width, and he's just punched it through the offside again. It's flew away on the outfield, and Ashwin's now starting to get frustrated. There might be a change. And it's good batting here from England.
Ashwin seems to have his usual energy. He's bowled plenty of overs, you have to say. And he's always asking questions of batsmen. And this time Root pushes into the offside. So what he's doing to Root is getting it nice and full. He doesn't want to allow Root to play on the back foot. They'd have watched the series in Sri Lanka and seen how well Root coped on the back foot. So they'll get him forward, get him driving at the ball. The thing they could add now is to bowl a little slower as he half pushes to short mid-wicket. But really, he's just grooving the stroke here. Root, he's got such a nice rhythm to his batting. He doesn't have to sort of have obdurate defence. He can always be looking for spaces. And that was a bit more obdurate, I suppose, as he was very low over the ball as he defended into the leg side.
Do you think as well the ball fuller to him to try and stop him sweeping? Because it's such a big scoring shot. So if you put a shot for Joe Root, if the ball lends to it.
Yeah, I mean, that like that.
Yeah,
but in fact that he did sweep, but he didn't get much power into it.
Because I think your ball normal length to Joe Root, and as we saw in Sri Lanka, he swept everything.
Yeah.
But I think, especially Ashwin, it looks like he's tried to bowl fuller to Joe to take his sweep shot out of the equation.
Yeah, interesting. The sweep is a stroke that must be played on length. It's much easier to play off a good length than it is off a very full length. Nicely done. Little block, but he just waited a little longer, did Sibley there. He didn't push out, and the bails come off. Well, that means tea time on the first day here in Chennai, and a very successful session for England.
Now then, there's a slip and a shallow gully and a short cover and a short mid-wicket. He's shown in edged and it's fallen short. Rishabh Pant diving to his right, taking it on the half volley. And it was one of those ones where the keeper genuinely believes that he can catch it. And he's dived away to his right and he's fallen inches short of his right glove. Everybody was up. The bowler thought he had him. Ishant thought he had him. Ooh, Joe Root, you just... looking a little unsettled after tea.
Oh, this is exceptional line bowling from Sharma. He's a little bit wide on the crease as he delivers, but he bowls down that beautiful line just outside off stump. Root's expecting the ball just to run in at off stump, but it doesn't. It holds its line, even maybe swings a little bit. But to the defensive Root, he plays with very soft hands as it clips the edge. and bounces a foot short of Pant. Great effort from Pant. Brilliant bowling here from Sharma. He's hit his straps really, really early on in this last session.
Nadeem once more, and a little wide outside the off stump, and Joe Root so quick to seize on the shortage of length there, and that's a horrible mess in the field. That is dreadful from Washington Sundar on the cover boundary. 50 for Joe Root. Washington Sundar made a terrible mess of that. He chased it to within 5 yards, slid to pick it up, and then knocked it on. And the result is 4 to Joe Root, and his 50th 50 in Test cricket. Extraordinary record. 1900s as well. Very well played, the England captain. Chanceless.
Yeah, very accomplished. Great balance, great poise, great method. 51 off 110. That's generally the old school way of saying if you want to get 100, you've got to face 200 balls. If you want to get 50, you've got to face 100. He's doing it in a beautiful manner, effortless, showing his real class and skill and taking that Sri Lankan form into this series.
Who is the greatest swing bowler that you've ever seen? Who could swing the ball both ways at will? Here is Ishant Sharma, full and wide outside the off stump, and a push and I think a miss by Joe Root outside the off stump. The reason I ask is I'd love to see the greatest swing bowler in the world try to swing that ball.
Ricky Ponting. Swing it both ways. Very, very slow, but...
Shut up. James Anderson. Brilliant. He'll swing this ball. I guarantee
England's,
he swings
if England's ball. SG ball ends up looking like India's does at the moment, I don't even think Jimmy Anderson will be able to swing it. Unless there's some interference taking place. I mean, look at it. It does... Goffey said in the afternoon session that it looks like the dog's been chewing it. It honestly does.
Jimmy will get it off the strip, definitely.
Well, not conventionally. It'll have to be reverse swing, surely, isn't it? I mean, it's... Here is Ishant once more, and that's full and straight, defended by Joe Root up towards mid-on. Sibley 55, Joe Root 53. Jared, were you being serious about Ricky Ponting? I remember there's another Australian medium pacer, Greg Blewett. He could swing it.
Yeah, quite a few of them. Blewett was actually a little bit quicker than you remember. If you go back and have a look at the footage, he wasn't that slow. Ricky was very slow. I think he bowled a death over in a List A game for Tasmania once, got hit for 25 runs and never bowled, I think, professionally again, if I remember correctly. But he could wobble it both ways. But there are a lot of batsmen who can wobble it both ways. It's just that it's, you know, at your pace, Manus.
I wish.
Manus is quicker than me. You've seen me bat.
You're a leg spinner. That's punched off the back foot out towards cover. Beautifully played. A wonderful piece of timing that is again from Joe Root. And again, as Ishant bowled that, he'd have thought, that's fine. That's just where I want it. Nice line, good length. And yet, Root makes it look like it was short. I don't think it was. It's on the back foot, punching it through cover as if it was a long hop.
Yeah, it shows it's a good surface, but it also shows the great players give the bowlers no margin for length. It's got to be perfect, or they're going to be looking to score. And Joe Root up on his toes there. Beautiful, classical back foot punch. Got to... A different shot might have gone for 4. Just the good players give you no margin for length. And Sharma would be feeling he's not done a lot wrong there.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to Follow and On, an extended highlights for the first test match between India and England from Chennai. For all the post-match reaction, exclusive interviews, big-name guests, you can subscribe to the Follow and On podcast, available from all good app providers. But for now, let's bring you the highlights of Day 1 from the first test between India and England from Chennai, with every ball exclusively live from TalkSport 2.
Hi, it's Joe Root. You're listening to the England Tour, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Right, Joe Root is on strike here to Jasprit Bumrah, who comes in on a good length outside off stump. It's left alone. Both Bumrah and Ishant have come in with plenty of heart. They've hit the pitch hard enough. Steve Harmison was talking about that this morning, saying how important it is on these dead surfaces in the subcontinent to keep trying to hit the pitch hard, so that when something does happen, it happens a bit harder and a bit quicker. If you're not putting so much into it, and sometimes the batsmen then have time to adjust to the late movement of the ball. Root waits, keeps tapping the ground. I see, you can almost hear it in the background. Tap, 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 tap. Then he rises to his full height. He stands now and he waits. And he plays that incredibly late. And he plays a forward shot from the crease and the ball rolls out onto the offside. It's a little, another little change in Root's game is that he doesn't start with the bat up so early. He tries to get more rhythm into the tap, tap, pick up, which is almost retro.
Yeah, and it almost feels to me like he's got a little bit more upright in his stance, so his eyes are a level a bit more. He's a bit more side on. His game has got more side on as opposed
Definitely.
To coming round. It looks beautiful at the minute, doesn't he? I mean, it's poetry in motion.
Yeah, good observation. He's got more side on in his game. There's a stroke. Picks out the man at backward point. That's unlike him because he'd get four there more often than not. A little wide and short of off stump, and he cuts it right from the top of the ball's bounce and very rarely misses his spot.
A rare loose-ish ball from Bumrah as well. He's been both of the fast bowlers have been great line bowlers today. They've kept the line very tight on the stumps or gone very wide of the stumps, not allowing the batters any free cut shots like that almost was.
Empty stadium here in Chennai as Bumrah hesitated. Oh my goodness me, isn't that a joy to watch? Root eases into a cover drive, something from the classics there.
Oh blimey, I think there's a cat just walked in the room. What a shot that was, beautiful classical off drive from Joe Root. Effortless, holds the pose, left foot, left elbow, head. What a beautiful position, and the ball rockets off. You know somebody's playing so well when it's effortless and it flies off to the boundary.
Another no ball. I mean, it just keeps going, doesn't it, this? I mean, that's been the disappointment for India, the lack of discipline on that front line, especially from the spinners. I mean, you don't really expect spinners to bowl no balls.
Do you know that's the 11th?
I know. Amazing.
11th in the day.
I actually don't think that is, though, is it? I think it's a bit harsh, that one.
Flicked out towards deep square leg. They go through for a single. You must have played against Javed Miandad in a World Cup, because Miandad played in like all of the first seven.
96, he played, I think, in 96.
He was 38. 40.
Yeah, he was getting on then.
Have you ever heard the stories about how he used to edge onto his pads on purpose to try and bring close fielders in off the spinners? So he'd look really rough against the spinner.
Give
That's
up.
A myth.
That's a myth.
Listen to Mike Selby's story. Selby is wrong.
Old
You've just
wives
called.
Tale.
I cannot believe you would say that about Selby.
He was that good. He edged it onto his pads on purpose.
He would look uncomfortable and try and hit the ball into his pads so they'd bring the fielders back in, and then he'd smash a bunch of fours and put them all out again.
That would just naturally happen if there were no close fielders, because you won't be worried about it because there's no close fielders.
The 200 is up for England. 200 for two as Washington Sundar continues. Flicked away through the onside beautifully by Joe Root. Running away over this pristine outfield to deep mid-wicket, and that's four more to the England captain. It takes him into the 90s. He is cruising at the moment, which may signal a danger point, because it's just looking, he's looking a little too good.
That's such a good shot, man. It's such a good shot. I mean, perfectly positioned, just an orthodox off-spin delivery, and just lent into it, used the pace of the ball.
Ben Stokes and other England players stand, hoping, ready to applaud their captain's great achievement. Kohli brings a few in, a little tighter. One, two, three, four, five. Fielders saving the single. Round the wicket is Washington Sundar. And he works it off his body with great simplicity to go to his 19th Test match 100. Joe Root in his 100th Test match. He's captain of England today, kissing his helmet and knowing that he's on the march for his country. A magnificent performance.
It's absolutely spectacular innings from Joe Root. From the moment he came to the crease, he must have been a little bit nervous. It's his 100th Test match and thoroughly deserved. He has gone out there and looked to score from the moment he's gone to the crease. 164 balls, started off by playing the ball. They tried to ball full of length to him. The spin of Ashwin especially is hit him down the ground, hit him through the offside. But as he's gradually got in, he started to sweep the ball and he's been comfortable at the crease. It's a fantastic, fantastic Test 100. He's 20th in all, and England, 227 for two.
Wonderful players. As Root goes down on one knee, tries to sweep a little finer, which means that he can get two for the stroke this time, and indeed does. Very good running from Joe Root to take him to 103 in England to 230 for two.
Yeah, I think I played in the Inzamam game when he got 184, and that was in, well, I'm not sure if that was in Multan or in Faisalabad. But I don't know about you two, but this crowd noise, that fake crowd noise is getting going. There's a couple of times now Joe Root's played a sweep and I'm waiting to climb in and say what a fantastic shot is, because the crowd's going off in my ear, and then it's just straight to a fielder, and it's madness. it's got my head done in. It doesn't take a lot to get my head done in, but that does.
Oh,
but it's crazy. I just I thought I'd just share that with you.
But look, it's very cool curated audio, adding to the experience for the viewer, Harmy. Come on. So don't forget, following the close of play, do head to TalkSport's YouTube channel. John Norman and Steve Harmison will bring you The Outside Edge, a new show, actually, with all the reaction to the day's play. That'll be great. If you have any questions for the former England quick bowler, Steve Harmison, get in touch at the hashtag AskHarmy, and we'll read the best ones out for you. And don't forget, for all the best reaction on today's play, make sure you subscribe to the Following On podcast. We'll be bringing you a new show every day throughout the series. Match highlights, big name guests, and of course exclusive interviews. Download that free today from all good podcast producers, the Following On podcast. So there's the update, and there's the new ball. That's why there's the delay. It was bought out by the fourth umpire. Ishant Sharma will use it first, three spells today. One of five overs. And that one's down the leg side. So a couple of wasted balls as Andrew McKenna takes over the commentary.
Cheers, Nico. So, new ball taken. And eight and a bit overs to go. The first day of the series. And England will be so happy with what they've produced. Well, certainly their captain will be. And Dom Sibley. He's still there. He's been out there the whole day. 85 not out from 260 balls faced. Joe Root, 109 not out from 173 balls faced. And it's Root on strike, and he's playing another glorious cover drive. Not perfect timing, but he got more than enough of it. And Pujara's on a retrieval mission there as it goes for four. Root goes to 113. England close in on 250. They're 246 for two.
The problem is, though, bowling to Dom Sibley, you've got to ball it outside off stump to be hitting off. That's the areas you need to be bowling to him.
It is a five. Oh, slog sweep late in the day from Joe Root. He's hit it beautifully. Oh, my goodness, it's gone all the way.
He's got
and
crap.
It looks like someone shot him as well.
He's got crap.
He's hit it for six and he's gone down as heavily as the cricket ball has into the empty stand at deep mid-wicket. Oh, it's cramp in the left calf. Ow, ow, ow. That's right. That's Virat Kohli who's said, I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for you, Joe. I know it hurts. He's grabbed his foot. Joe's lying on his back and Virat Kohli's stretching that foot to get rid of the cramp in the calf.
Jasprit Bumrah.
Oh, big in swinging Yorker, and it's an LBW appeal. The finger's gone up.
Ooh.
What a delivery. Suddenly Jasprit Bumrah finds some swing. Oh my goodness, Dom Sibley is trapped on 87. Joe Root is shaking his head. He's wondering about whether to review this or not, and they have. Joe Root was shaking his head. He thinks, I think it was doing too much. It was a big in-swinging Yorker. He's hit him on the full, I reckon. And they've gone for the review, Goffey. You didn't like it, did you? You thought that was a bit doing too much?
It did swing late and a lot, so it'd be interesting, actually. But it hit him on the full. Yeah. Ah, it's
passing
out.
Very close
he's gone.
To the bat. Can we have ultra edge, please? Yeah, flat yeah. line when
no
the ball
inside
passes
edge.
The bat,
I reckon that's hitting tracking. Middle and leg, isn't it?
Yeah.
Possibly even more middle than leg.
It's taking some looking at, but there's no edge. It's out.
The third umpire today is Chetihadi Shamsuddin, who's on the... oh, hey, gosh, he's swinging a lot. It's,
wicket's hitting.
I was wrong, it's just hitting
on
leg.
Screen, please.
I mean, not just
Nitin,
hitting. It's only hitting leg,
decision.
As opposed
screen,
to just hitting.
Out,
so, good decision from Nitin Menon, who's the only umpire, Indian umpire, on the ICC elite panel. He's got that decision absolutely right. And the good news, with it being the last over of the day, is that nobody will have to come out and face the remaining three overs, because that will three deliveries, because that will be the close of the day's play. There will be a lot of sympathy or empathy, depending on where your stance is, for Dom Sibley, whether you're a batsman or not. But goodness gracious me, he might not have the personal satisfaction and glory of a century, but he has worked his backside off for his team and his country today for that 87. And Joe Root will wake up tomorrow morning with that beautiful, warm, comforting feeling of knowing that he will resume his innings at the crease once more on the second morning after winning the toss and batting first. That was his first important contribution of the day. I won't say most, because he's finished 128 not out.
You've been listening to extended highlights of the opening day on the first test between India and England from Chennai. For more post-match reaction, you can download the Following On podcast from all good app providers. And just a reminder, we'll be back at 3:45 tomorrow morning on day two of the second test, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.